for CEF Mobile.
Roger, KN4 TFW.
How you doing this morning? It's fine Friday morning.
Yes, it is a nice Friday morning. A little bit of rain this afternoon, they say.
I was hoping that last little bit will go, but, you know, I think right now they're saying really Saturday and Sunday's supposed to be great weather, so I'll take it. A little bit of rain on Friday, I'll take it.
It won't be bad if it's raining. And I got a big long raincoat.
Hello with me today. I noticed my car starting to turn green when I come out this morning, so the pollen's starting to work its way up higher and higher.
It was blowing pretty good yesterday.
Fixed up yesterday?
All done except for they didn't put on the new roof vent, you know, seals. And that they're supposed to do that, and the guy that came out to do it, he didn't know.
Back and put in the roof vent?
Around your, you know, like your vent for your toilet and your sink and everything, you got to put those on. There's like five of them total.
How's that, man?
Too long. The dude, I think he had three and a half hours, something like that. Hold on a sec, I'm going in a bad spot.
Yeah, but that only took him that long to get it done.
All the way up, put down a rubber liner, reflashed it, and then put more shingles back.
Reshingle my storage building, kind of replace some wood on it, because I tried to patch it up through the last year before, but I don't think I did a very good job. Then I've got some leaks in some other places, but it's about time to replace some wood, repaint it, and do all that. I figure it'd be a whole lot easier just kind of start it from the beginning.
The same thing to mine. Man, I've packed five Greer City police this morning.
Are they just sitting there, or they were going somewhere passing you?
One of them's got somebody stopped right now, and then the others were just kind of sitting back up in parking lots.
How they do that? I know me and the wife, we watched that On Patrol Live on Friday nights and Saturday nights. And it's funny, there used to be Fullerton, California. Man, every call those guys went on, there would be like four, five, six patrol cars there. You're like, holy crap. I mean, they always bring a ton of people to every call.
The backup.
It's just funny to watch. I mean, any kind of traffic stop, it just seemed like, you know, which I'm sure they show some of the ones that they think are a little more interesting, so it's not usually just the simple pullovers, but, you know, you'd have four or five cops calling out, and, you know, they had two riding in every car, so that'd be crazy.
Never seen two riding in the same car around here very often.
You see that around here.
Come out. Did when my shed got broke into, there was two of them riding in the same car.
I don't know what changes that decision, or certain people on certain roles for the day. Maybe there's two of them. I don't know, because we see that in some of the other police departments, like Toledo, Ohio is one of them, and you know they'll ride solo, and then the next time you watch them, it'll be two of them in the car. So you never know. I start yard work back up in.
Front grass cut last weekend, and I did the back grass yesterday.
What's left to do then, dude?
Got all the bushes cut back. I need to do some transplanting of some plants, posters, and that. I want to move some out to the front.
I'm going to try to do a garden again this year. Not last year, it didn't do well.
More dirt and compost in my raised beds. Do that again. The tomatoes worked out good.
In this last year, doggone, got some tomatoes off of it. My wife got a few of those, but, and I got some, you know, I ended up buying like three green pepper plants. I love fresh green peppers. I mean, they smell so good. And I think that was about it. Everything else, the jalapenos that I planted didn't do too well, and there was something else. She got a few cucumbers, but not a bunch. I don't know what happened. I think I might just need to redo the whole bed and, you know, put some more, like you said, put some compost, either some manure compost or something, and get it in there so it's got more nutrients.
It just didn't have the, even though I called myself doing it the same, it just didn't have the nutrients that the others, it just, the things would just sit there. They wouldn't grow, but they wouldn't die. And that, but then I finally put some stuff on it, and they started growing again at the end. So I'll try it again this year.
I know, that's the way mine was. So we'll return it, you know, kind of add some stuff to it and see if it'll grow this year. I don't remember if I did it last year or not, but I figure at least throw some new compost in it, give it some more stuff, and go from there. But I'm definitely not growing from seed. I've done enough of that and it not come up.
Or anything from seed in the last couple of years. And that, but I might try something, you know what I mean? I wouldn't mind growing some squash.
If you grow some squash, some zucchini be good. I might do some stir-fry.
Started doing some stir-fry there for dinner, so that season made some a couple of weeks ago. It's real good.
What you gonna do all weekend?
Plenty of projects there. I gotta, now that the roof is done, now I gotta work on the ceiling where the ceiling got damaged. So I need to take down a little bit of sheetrock and go ahead, you know, check out all the wood and make sure it's all, the leak is stopped, you know what I mean, before I start redoing it.
Good thing, make sure you don't have any mold or anything growing.
Scaffolding from work, and that'll get me there.
You got mold or anything in your house?
I need to take out like a 16-inch strip. You know what I mean? All the way down from like the rafter over to the edge. And I guess I can just put, you know, piece some back in there and redo it and make it look all right.
Tackle a big section of sheetrock. I've tried little spots like in my closet where I put the ladder up against the wall and ended up going through the sheetrock. I need to replace that, but since it's in the closet, I've never felt inclined to push forward with it. I tried to patch it, but those patch kits, just, they don't really do a good job.
Put some boards in between the rafters on that to be able to, you know, screw it to it good.
Project. It'll be great weather to go camping this weekend. I'm glad to be going.
It was like 62 at the house. It's saying 61 right here when I'm getting on the interstate.
Saying 62, so it's going to be good weather. I think Sunday morning, it's probably supposed to start dipping down 40s and 30s, but other than that, I think we're supposed to have great weather.
That good for us, camping in a little campfire.
New tent, that and I, the one that sits on a cot.
You're saying, I had looked at those before, but Susan's a little claustrophobic for that.
That is, my wife, she wouldn't be able to take it either. I mean, now they have a bigger one, and you take two cots, and you put a tent over top of two, but man, you start crawling over the bars of a cot, it's not going to feel good at all. I don't see how that'd be a decent setup. The one tent, you know, just kind of sitting on it, but I couldn't imagine two cots side by side with a tent sitting on top of both of them.
They were on both sides.
Definitely may have that, and you know, Teton's got that really neat setup to where you pull like a cable that comes out of the top, and it makes all the supports pop out, so they're all folded up, and when you pull it, they pop out. It's really neat. Doesn't take long to deploy, and But I don't know. The two cots just seems weird. But we're trying to plan us a camping trip as a family to go up to King's Mountain and stay at their walk-in sites. And, you know, you basically just, it's got hammock gardens and all kinds of stuff. You get a big, huge site.
And sleep in a hammock all night.
Sleeping on the ground to a hammock, I can tell you, it is a great way to sleep. I mean, I sleep so good in the hammock. You really got to lay in it the right way. And, you know, the temperature, like if it's going to be down in the 40s or below, you know, you either got to be laying on top of a mat or you got to have the under quilt. It gets a little bit complicated, but, man, it's probably the most comfortable I've ever slept.
We've taken our cots, a bunch of us were staying at a rental house at the beach, and I had a cot in one of the bedrooms, and I was just laying on it, and then the first night, the darn vent was blowing on the bottom of the cot, and I, like, froze myself to death. Yeah. Next night, I put a pillow over that vent.
Well, Ken, I'm pulling in the parking lot. I'm probably going to lose you, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73-KO4-C. If you have a good weekend.
Have an awesome weekend. Be safe. KN4 GFW.